Welcome to Singing and Other Sins, a production of Hawaii Public Radio, funded by the Bauer Foundation and supporters like you. Many thanks, member supporters. I'm Gary Hickling. On this edition of Singing and Other Sins, I'll play an art song twice and let you guess which of the singers is performing the poetry of their homeland. In other words, sometimes we'll hear a Spanish singer perform a German lied and compare that with a German singer of the same lied, and you'll determine which is which. We'll begin with Rachmaninoff's On My Beloved Field. My sad thoughts, both huge and a bitter grief, grew in the cruel grass of sorrow. One of the following singers is German and the other Russian. They both sing the original Russian poem that Rachmaninoff set.
Thank you.
Rachmaninoff's song, Harvest of Sorrow or My Sad Field. Which of the two singers was singing in the language of their homeland? It was the first, tenor Alexandre Naumko, whose pianist was Howard Shelley. The second singer was the German Christa Ludwig with Jeffrey Parsons' piano. How did you do? Could you identify which singer was singing in his or her mother tongue? Well, here's another chance. This is Fauré's Clair de Lune. We'll hear two baritones. One is Franco-Flemish and is singing in his native French. The other is a German singer. See if you can identify which is which. Moonlight, where your soul is a landscape, where masqueraders play and dance. They sing in a minor key, but about triumphant love, while not even believing their own words.
Thank you.
Two excellent baritones both sang Fauré's Clair de Lune, which one sang in his native tongue. Yes, you're right. It was the one we just heard, Bernard Crisson, with Noël Lee piano. The first singer was the German Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Hartmut Hell piano. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to listen to the subtleties of language, which may tell you which singer is performing in the language of his homeland. In the following pair, one of the singers is English and the other German. Both sing Schubert's Gondelfahrer, the gondolier, who notices the moon and stars dancing and is thrilled that he's not bound to earthly cares. He hears St. Mark's bells. Everyone else sleeps. Only the boatman is awake.
Thank you.
Sometimes, no matter how excellently the singer performs in a foreign language, we recognize the timbre. And that's the case with the second singer, Janet Baker, with Gerald Moore. The German singer was Matthias Gerner, with Eric Schneider, piano. The lead was Schubert's Gondelfahrer, the gondolier. We'll hear the following Spanish song three times. Jota by Manuel de Falla will be sung by a Russian, an American, and by a Spaniard. See if you can tell which is which, and check out the tricky piano part. Here's the poem. They say we're not in love because they don't see us speaking, but let them ask our hearts. Goodbye, my dearest, till tomorrow. You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to pay really close attention to the details of the pronunciation and style that a singer brings to the poem. We just heard Faya's Jota. The first singer was the American Marilyn Horne with Martin Katz. piano. That was followed by the Russian Olga Borodina with pianist Semyon Skigin. The final singer was the famous Spanish-Catalan Victoria de los Angeles with Alicia de la Rocha piano. All three versions had a real Spanish feeling, demonstrating, at least to my ears, how international art song is. The next test of your good ears will pair two well-known baritones singing Debussy's Pour que plaisance est morte, because pleasure is dead.
Ses nouvelles portes qui ne
You're listening to Singing and Other Sins, and a chance to test your language discrimination. There are two elements at work. First, some singers enjoy performing art songs in languages foreign to their homeland. Second, there are probably some fine distinctions that demonstrate the fluency that a singer obviously enjoys in the language of his birth. In the case of Debussy's Pour ce que plaisance est morte, because pleasure is dead, that we just heard, the case is doubly difficult because both singers felt at ease in several languages. The first was the German Dietrich Fischer-Dieskau with Hermann Reuter piano. The second was the French Gérard Souzet with Dalton Baldwin the piano. I have another Spanish song recorded by a famous singer of New Zealand and a Spaniard. Fernando Obradors was the composer of Coplas de Curro Dulce, verses of Curro Dulce, whose real name was Francisco Fernandez Boigas. Tiny is the bride, tiny is the groom, tiny is the living room, tiny is the bedroom. That is why I want a tiny bed with a mosquito net.
Oh!
First, we heard the Spaniard Maria Bayo with Juan Antonio Parejo piano. The second singer was Kiri Takanawa with Roger Vinyals, the pianist. How did you do? Were you fooled into believing that both artists were Spanish? That's their goal. It seems that few non-Swedes record Swedish art songs. But we do have an American for you to compare with a Swede. The song is Stenhammar's I skogen, in the forest. A fragrant wild orchid is discovered. A thrush is heard singing. They must teach me to be happy again.
Thank you.
We just heard the American Barbara Bunny with Antonio Papano perform Stenhammer's E. Skogen, In the Forest. That was preceded by the Swedish Mia Persson with Roger Vinjols. Most of us aren't that familiar with Swedish, so did you notice ease that one or the other singer had? In a side note, Barbara Bunny was married to a Swede and lived in Sweden for a time, so that certainly helped her fluency. Our next set pairs a French and a German soprano, both singing Die Nacht, The Night, by Richard Strauss. The poem tells of the night stealing the glow from the field and city. The beloved should snuggle up so that she's also not stolen away.
Oh. aus geblümert steht der Strauch, rücken näher, sehen und sehen. O, die Nacht erdankt, sehr
Die Nacht, the Night by Richard Strauss was first sung by the German Anne Schwanne-Wilms with Roger Vignoles, the pianist. That was followed by the French Sandrine Piau with pianist Suzanne Mannhoff. Once again, there was no shame in the performance by the non-native speaker. I hope you've enjoyed this edition of Singing in Other Sins, Guess the Native Speaker. Let me know how you did and give any other feedback you want at hawaiipublicradio.org/singingandothersins. There you can find a link to many previous programs. That's also the spot to find the playlist for this program. I'll leave you with a wonderful performance of Hans Du De and a Verlaine poem of happy married love, never sounding more French than when sung by England's Carolyn Sampson with pianist Joseph Middleton. I'm your host and producer of Singing and Other Sins, Gary Hickling. Aloha.